other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 9th, and we're finally back from the holiday.
I'm back.
Yes, we're back. Well, I'm back,
we're
too.
We're both back. Yeah, well, technically speaking, you know, you've still been in the Los Angeles vicinity.
That's
I just got back last night.
You went to another planet.
I literally just got back, and wow. I've been gone for so long.
I know. It really seems like that, huh?
I know.
Yeah, the last show was what, on the 20th or something that we did? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But yeah, it's been almost a month, okay. I think, 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a long time.
So. Yeah.
So
crazy.
I know. So we're back and we're continuing, and I almost forgot what it's like to be behind the microphone, you know?
I know.
And, you know, I've been sleeping in and stuff and
traveling. Oh, I bet that's been nice for you.
Going on vacation, yeah. But you know what? I like getting up in the morning because then my day is like long and stuff, you know?
Exactly.
If I get up at 10, 11 o'clock, half of the day is over already, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really the way it is. So you went to another planet where it's snowing and very cold.
I did. It's called the Midwest. More specifically, Chicago, Illinois. Oh my gosh. It was like, you know, I mean, this just, I don't know. I can never move back there. I can never deal
really,
with cold like that again. I don't even know how I dealt with it, you know, those 19 years of my life.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how you did it.
It was so cold and there was so much snow. Like, you know, I don't even own the proper, like, accoutrement to deal with something like that. I had to borrow my mom's, like, boots, you know, her big fuzzy boots and her, you know, her jacket and everything. Like,
yeah.
I just don't own things like that.
And I know. Living just, here, you don't have it. You know, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just, it was definitely an adventure.
Yeah.
And today, you know, I was talking to my mom and she's like, oh, wow, it's warmed up quite a bit today. I'm like, oh, what is it? Because it's 10 degrees. Because it's been like in the like way negatives lately.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even when I was there, we had some really, really nasty, nasty cold days.
Really? How can you stand? Like, can you be outside at all?
No, I mean, you can't. Huh? Like, you can't even breathe outside. It physically hurts.
Wow.
Yes. Like, you're... Oh my gosh, no.
I guess humans were not meant to live in climate like that.
No, we're not. And the whole car situation, you know, it's like you've got to, like, you know, clear all the snow off your car, you know, get it started, let it run, then go back inside, wait it out for a little while, make sure your car, you know, warms up. Otherwise, then you're just sitting in a freezing cold car.
Right.
And it's like, it's just such a process to go anywhere. That's why I know why people never freaking leave their house if they don't have to. Like, we just ended up like ordering in and stuff like that because it's, you know, it's absolutely unbearable. And the roads are so scary. I don't know if y'all saw my Instagram or Facebook photos of like probably about like five or six guys trying to push my friend's car. I know you saw, you commented on it because it's a Mustang. That is the worst car for the snow because it's rear wheel drive.
Okay.
And sure enough, we're like so close and, you know, we're coming up like down my street, you know, because they were going to drop me off. And yeah, and it just completely got stuck. Wow. So before you know it, all these neighbors are coming out, you know, with all their gear and, you know, everybody's trying to push the car. I'm like, I have to take a photo of this. This is just too much. Like, we just don't see this sort of thing in LA.
Yeah. You know? I know. And it wastes so much of your time, you know, having to deal with this stuff.
I know. Then my mom just literally had to drive like not even like a full block down the street to come and like pick me up, you know, after they got the car turned around, because it still would have been too much of a treacherous walk for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, even though it's close, but there's just so much snow and I just, you know, didn't have the proper gear to be trekking through it. So it's a whole nother,
So you just get stuck in the ice pretty much? Is that what happened?
The snow, because the snow was so high, and they hadn't plowed that area yet,
right?
Or salted it, so it was just straight up like bad snow,
right,
and it just didn't stop.
Yeah.
It just kept snowing and snowing. I'm like, this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, well, who knows what that is? You know, I don't know. People are saying global warming, but you know, I mean, it could be affecting this and everything, but who cares? You know, it's just like it's weather that people are not meant to live in, and I don't know how people can do it. You know, if I was born in any of these cold places, I would have moved a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, but then everybody would move to LA, and we wouldn't have any people in Chicago. You know.
Yeah.
If everybody moved here, you know.
I mean, Chicago's it is such a great city. You know.
Yeah.
It's just way, way, way too cold. I mean, I just want to like go and like kidnap my mom and just get her out of there. I mean, my brother, he doesn't mind it. He wants to move to Colorado.
Oh yeah.
You know, and he's never really minded the snow or the cold. So, I mean, there are some people like that. There are just don't have an issue with it. And he's one of those people. God bless him. I'm definitely not. My mom's definitely not. So, I'm like, I'm about ready to like go and kidnap her and, you know, bring her back here with me. I just feel so bad.
So did you have a nice time back home? I mean, did you family? I mean, it was Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it is a little tough because, you know, as more time goes on, my grandmother just keeps getting worse and worse with her dementia. So it's, you know, it's, my mom's definitely got her hands full over there. I really had no idea until I was there, like having no plans, just sitting around at the house with my family, like living through that just one day, how she, you know, every 2 seconds there's something, you know.
Wow.
It's really a dreadful, dreadful disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like it. Yeah.
And it's tough, you know, I'm sure not only for her to live with because she doesn't even understand what's going on.
Right.
But for, you know, everybody around
her. Everybody around her that cares for her.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
And it's tough. But, it was nice to be home and see, you know, my family and stuff and a couple friends here and there. I ended up not going to Vegas for New Year's because I was like, I felt bad leaving. I'm like, you know what? I feel like I need to be here longer. I need to be here for my mom because things are just so tough, you know? And, you know, and she's like, it's just so nice having you here. It's such a, you know, it's such a relief for me. And it's like, oh my gosh. Okay. I need to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But then ended up leaving.
So you ended up being in Vegas anyway.
I did. Yeah. I ended up, well, the plan, it was all completely last minute.
Uh-huh.
The plan was, you know, I was going to go to, I flew to Newport because I was supposed to come back to LA.
Okay.
And some friends of mine were like, oh, we're going to Newport, you know, fly here first and then we'll, you know, drive you back to LA. Like, all right, cool. So I flew into Orange County, you know, it was nice, you know, I love boats and boating and, you know, some friends of my friends had boats and that was, that was really nice. And then, so stayed a couple nights there and then I, you know, get this call and like, go figure, like I'm thinking here, I'm coming back to LA the next day. I'm like, okay, like last, you know, or this Monday, I think we were supposed to start. Right. And it's funny is because that's why, you know, I kind of went off the air in the first place. I'm like, well, I'm going to be traveling because I'm modeling and blah, blah, blah. And I know we'd worked it out where, okay, well, if I have to, then I have to, but we can still work around it and do the show. Yeah. And it's like, go figure. Like our first, our first week back at the show, I get booked on a job for Vegas.
Well, that's cool. So you went to the CES show, right? Is that where you
worked? I did. Yeah. I was working for Beats, the headphones.
The headphones and stuff. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you were just, spokes model type of thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now ask me any question. I know everything there is to know about the Beats product. But yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, just kind of difficult living out of my suitcase for that long.
Yeah,
you know, because I went straight from Newport to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then finally made it back safely to Los Angeles last night.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you worked there for 3 days or something?
Yeah, training day was Sunday, and then we worked Monday and Tuesday, and then, you know, Wednesday I finished up and then came home. So.
And there were a lot of people there, right? I mean, it's a very busy show.
Yes. I mean, everywhere you look in Vegas is just people with, like, those, like, lanyards around their neck and, like, business attire, you know? Right. It's like everywhere, everywhere you go. Like, I felt bad for anybody that wasn't aware of the CES and just came to Vegas just for the heck of it that weekend because they would have had a bit of a hard time. Yeah. I know that one of the girls sitting next to me on the flight coming back, she was just there to like visit her uncle, you know, and she was like, what is going on? You know, she's like, it was so crazy. There were just so many business people and everything was booked up. And I'm like, yeah, it's CES.
Yeah.
She's like, I had no idea. I wish
That's
I knew.
True. So you have like to stand up the whole time, right?
Oh my gosh.
Probably on high heels and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was that part of it was absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
My poor little tootsies were killing me.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, my feet hurt so bad.
Wow.
I was just in, you know, black heels. I mean, thankfully I had black heels and they provided us with a, you know, a dress uniform thing to wear.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm like, I don't really have anything in my suitcase but like sweaters and jeans and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I did have a pair of, you know, black heels and had to wear those. And it was, it was quite unbearable after a while.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow.
Yeah.
That's torture to stand on those heels for so long.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know how people do that kind of stuff often. Because, I mean, that was like my first, you know, big event like that where I had to work like that and, you know, stand in heels for that long and put on a happy face and all that. But, I mean, it was, you know, it was good. It was, it was worth it.
Well.
I'm glad I did it. But it's like to think about having to do something like that again. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If I do, I would have to be prepared with like five cushions in my heels, like, hey, Dr. Scholes, I need your help. Dr. Scholes, hook it up. But yeah, no, it was just crazy. There's just so many people in the lines for the taxis were so long, which I have to give a shout out to the good boys over at Rena Center because they shared a taxi with me. I was just kind of going down the line of the people like in the beginning of the line, like, is anybody going to Caesar's Palace? These guys were like, oh, we are. They're like, here, you know, we'll take you. Just come in our cab. I was like, oh, thank God. Because it was kind of chilly in Vegas.
Wow.
It was really cold.
Yeah, at this time of the year it is. I remember that because I told you I used to go there to computer shows in November.
Yeah.
And,
I'm surprised. You weren't at the CES
No, because
show.
I tell
That's
you
right
why. Yeah, I know. I tell you why. Because I went for a couple of years, and I find that it's so big that it takes you forever to find the things that interest you, you know? I mean, because there's everything there, you know? So, like, electronic circuits and shit like that and car parts. And not all of that is interesting, you know?
Right.
But you got to go through all of it until you find what you want to look for, what you want to look at. And I just said, you know what? I don't want to deal with the crowds. I'll just read about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, these things are very tiring, you know, when you walk around all day and stuff, you know?
Yeah, they are. And it's all over the strip and in the convention center.
Right.
Like, there's just stuff everywhere. Like, I thought it was, like, one big main area.
Right.
And it's like, no. I mean, we had, you know, stuff over at Aria. We had stuff over at Caesar's Palace. We had stuff over at the convention center. Like, it was everywhere.
I know. So. Yeah. Well, Vegas is a perfect town for these kind of things. You know?
Yeah, so, yeah, it is. Yeah. And these people get to feel like, oh, yeah, it's business, but still, we're going to be in Vegas.
and you don't mind it since you love Vegas, so there you go. You know, I mean, everybody was happy.
And I was supposed to stay till Friday. I'm thinking, there is just no way I could survive that any longer. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to get back. And I'm, you know, itching to get back here and start the show because I missed being here and I missed you, Sam.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I missed you too, you know. And I mean, the holiday was good and the break was nice, but it's time to get back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you had a nice time relaxing, spending a lot of time with your kids.
And and with my friends and stuff. I went up north a couple times again.
Oh, yeah, the roosters and the chickens. The rooster. My favorite stories.
I know. Anyway, we have a guest sitting here patiently, and we're being impolite not bringing him in. So.
Sorry, bro. We had a lot to catch up on. We were doing this last night. We were playing catch up last night, and I'm like, actually, by the way, want to come on my radio
come talk
show?
To me on the radio.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it happened last night. Wow.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So introduce him to us so we know who he is.
Well, most people will know him as Rock Gurney, but as I like to call him formally by his first name, Christopher Rock Gurney.
Yeah. I see. Okay, so Rock is your middle name?
It's my middle name, yeah. It's my birth middle name.
Like,
so.
It's actually, like, for real, his middle name. Right. Like, nobody believes that. I didn't believe it until I saw his driver's license. I'm like, oh, okay.
I got to show my license. People think it's a stage name I gave myself, but no, it's not.
I would imagine, like Rock Hudson or something. Yeah. But I remember, I know someone whose last name is Rock, and I also thought it was made up, you know, because you don't hear it very much, you know. It's a cool name, you know. That's why you think people maybe picked it later, you know.
No, yeah, my parents had an interesting time naming the kids. My brother's name is Boomer.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not just me and the family.
Yeah, I see. Wow. So your parents are like kids of the 60s, 70s, probably, right?
Yeah, I guess he names his kids after what he's a fan of. So the Rocky movies and then Boomer Esiason and stuff like that, you know, so he just goes with it.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Cool.
I didn't know that. That was your brother's name?
Yeah.
Know that.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, because I was wondering where Boomer came from, but yeah, Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, that's what the big name for.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh wow!
So this is cool. Have you guys known each other for a while?
We met actually like the first day he ever moved to.
Yeah, I just
Los
moved
Angeles.
Here. I just moved here in August.
Oh really?
Yeah, and so my roommate's cousin was friends with Mia, and we all went to eat one time and just kind of got into it.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So where did you move from?
Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's not as cold there, right?
It's not as cold. Yeah. You know, I just came back a couple of days ago, Tuesday, actually, and it was 4 degrees when I left.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So the only difference between there and Chicago, I guess, is Tennessee just doesn't get that very often.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
We're used to getting cold, but around 30.
Right.
So when it's 4 degrees, it's way different for everybody. So.
Yeah. What city?
Knoxville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Knoxville.
Is that a pretty big city?
Oh, yeah. It's Knoxville? A college town. We have a D1 football team, University of Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a pretty big town. I mean, a lot of companies go there to start up, you know, new franchise and stuff. It's pretty close to Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's a college town pretty much?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Wow. So that's a party town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So to be born there is not too bad, huh? It's not the worst place you could be born in.
No, it's not bad. I mean, I was only there for 12 years. I grew up here, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I moved to Tennessee when I was about 15.
I see. So you're an Angeleno originally, right?
Yeah.
You were born in L.A.
Yep.
Oh, I see. Okay. So how did you guys end up moving to Knoxville?
Just my family, my dad starting a business. He used to work for 24 Hour Fitness. He was president there. And he moved to Tennessee to start his own gym franchise type deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did it work out?
Oh, yeah. It's doing great.
Really?
They're all over Tennessee and North and South Carolina and Georgia.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
So what made him decide to do it there in Knoxville? I mean, you come from L.A. It's not like the first choice of places to move to.
No, I agree. I think it had something to do with his no-compete agreement with 24.
Okay.
He had to be east of the Mississippi. And also, he traveled everywhere from New York to Florida.
I see.
Checking out all the competition and, you know, technical things like which town is the fattest town and weird things like that. And Knoxville was the perfect combination of college town, you know, I guess overweight people and no competition.
Are there a lot of fat people out there?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't.
There are everywhere.
Yeah, like Chicago's known for that too.
Yeah.
I had somebody tell me not too long ago, like when I was back here, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm like, yeah, I'm from Chicago, and they're like, really? Like, how are you so fit?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, I don't know. Like, it's all fat people in Chicago. But yeah. I guess well, that is kind of true. There are a lot of, especially like the taste of Chicago.
Right.
Look out. In really? The summertime, oh, it is like home of the beach whales.
It's too cold to work
we're
out.
We're being mean, though.
That's the thing, too. Like, in the wintertime, everybody likes to, like, you know, grow their extra layer of, like, blubber, you know? Because it's, you know, like, that's yeah. how, like, whales stay warm. Because they have,
hibernate.
Like, blubber, and then they, yeah, exactly. Or they hibernate. And there's a lot more clothing involved, right. So you don't have to worry about like tight t-shirts or anything. So right. It's usually where people, you know,
yeah,
get plus their extra warmth from.
LA is a lot more aware when it comes to fitness and stuff, you know, because
right.
I think there's pressure to look good here, you know, yeah. and everybody else does and stuff. So, if you know, so people go to the gym, they watch what they eat and all that stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
But you go to other places, it's not like that, you know, it's still like LA was 30 mm-hmm. years ago. So, yeah, it's different, you know, but so I can see where he would go to a place where he thinks people are health conscious and stuff
oh, yeah.
like that, you know.
Yeah, and at least want to try.
Yeah.
Know? So when you go there and the competition is, you know, not too big and people are trying to get in better shape, it's easy to get them in the gym.
I see. So. Okay. And what were your was your mom doing at the time? Was she working too?
No, or? No, she's had it. She's never worked.
So never
she's,
worked.
Yeah,
huh?
She's like the home mom type thing.
Yeah,
but sounds we have good. Five kids. So
really?
I guess so the house mom, the mom role is a big
yeah,
job.
Yeah, she was justified to stay home
yeah,
and
yeah.
take care of the kids. Wow.
Yeah.
Five kids is a lot, huh?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of the five.
Are you really?
Yeah, so it's wow. been it's been fun.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we got to mention you're very handsome, you know, obviously, and you know that. So you... So
yeah,
you,
all right. We'll give him that. He's
right.
good looking.
Yeah,
all right, all right, all right. You get it.
Can't see blushing over radio. That's cool.
Nothing so. To blush about. You know, I mean, you know, it's true and stuff. So you decided in Knoxville that you're going to move back to LA and actually start like what an acting career or something.
Yeah, I was doing it in Tennessee.
You opened up like a massage parlor or something.
Yeah,
right? That came out bad.
No, not a parlor. It was a day spa. I mean, but I've kind of touched in everything in life. I played college football. I did some
really?
Yeah, and then it turned into I tried to get into the MMA, the cage fighting.
Uh-huh.
Turned into being a personal trainer at a gym. I was a professional poker player for a couple of years.
Really?
Started a massage spa when I was 24.
Wow.
And nothing ever clicked for me. And so about 2 years ago, I started doing like modeling on the side, which I wasn't too big of a fan of. Modeling wasn't really my thing. But then
right.
I did some acting jobs and some right. commercial jobs. And those were very fun for me and very challenging and interesting. And
cool.
And so I saw some potential there to kind of make something happen. So I knew I couldn't have the opportunity as well in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Had to get to LA.
Right. That's so. Where all the action is and stuff. But it's amazing, you know, how people try different things and stuff. And, you know, and then you figure, you know what? I'm not good at any of these things. I'm actually a creative person,
yeah.
you know. And I'm an artist and I want to do these things, you know. And maybe I'm not meant for business or something, you
yeah.
know. I don't know.
Well, it's not essentially like you're bad at it.
Right.
It's just when things get boring after doing it for only
exactly.
a few months. You
exactly.
know? So then you got to try to move on. It's like dating.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
It's like you got to just date a few people until one finally clicks.
Exactly, yeah. And you move on to the next one after
yeah.
the first one gets old, you know.
Yeah,
yeah
while you're
you
young.
Just keep moving. Exactly. Well, so you moved here when? 4 months ago? Did you
yeah, it was August 15th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So so what were you doing when you decided to come here? What was the last thing you were doing there?
Well, I had my business that I had to kind of get stabilized because it's still open and running out there. And
so that's a day spa? Is that what
yeah,
you're
it's
saying?
Yeah, it's kind of like a, I mean, not to give them a shout out, but it's a Massage Envy. It's my only real, it's the competition. So it's like the monthly dues, get
okay.
one massage per month, go in there and get half price massages, stuff
oh,
like
wow.
that. So,
wow.
Yeah, we have couples massages and all the different technicality of massages, hot stone
right.
and stuff. So yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was good for the first year I did it. And I got about 550 members and
wow.
we were doing 1,000 massages a month. And
really?
Yeah, and we were booked up like three,
you
4 days.
Did very well.
Yeah, we did all right.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't doing well enough to open up a couple other locations. We were doing well enough to maintain one.
Right.
And that's what kind of turned me off to it.
I see. Okay. So you decide, okay, I need bigger things.
Yeah, I need bigger things. So over this, I decided like in May, officially, I was going to move. Over the summer, the month of June, I was in Vegas for the World Series of Poker.
Oh, really?
I came out here in July, the very first week of July, and kind of toured around, looked at Studio City, looked in Hollywood for places to live.
Right.
Found a place, and I drove out in August.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did you know anybody here before you moved?
No, not really. No, I tried to set up some old, you know, relationships that I used to have when I grew up here.
Right.
But I haven't been back in 12 years.
Exactly. So yeah. They're gone.
You know, so
they're all gone.
They're all either gone, married, kids, just not interested, like having their own lives. You know, we're all getting a little bit older now to where
Exactly.
The friendships aren't quite as important anymore.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, it's like I can't believe this. Like this friend of mine from college, right? From like, some time ago, we were very close, you know, in college and stuff. We were good friends, and he became like my first client when I started my computer animation business right out of college. So, and we lost touch, and you know, and this. So I tracked him down through LinkedIn, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's why I love those social networks, you know, because I haven't been able to track down that many people that I used to know on Facebook for some reason. Mm-hmm. It seems like everybody's hiding or something, you know.
Private.
Yeah. but so, yeah, so through LinkedIn, and so I wrote to him. I said, wow, you know, Bill, it's nice to finally found you and stuff like this, and let's catch up. And he was like really cold, you know.
Oh.
And I thought, he was really cold to me, and I'm like, you know, what the hell, you know.
It's not nice.
No, and I realized people change, you know, and people may not want to be connected to their past for some reason, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want to think about these things.
Why, I'm always excited. Did you guys get into a lot of trouble? Did you guys like party
not
a lot?
Not at all, no.
What?
No, I'm just saying maybe it was a time in his life or something.
I mean
we were like, no, we were very cool, you know, very cool.
It's just a different
that happened.
Person now.
Yeah, exactly. People change, you know. He's like living back east or whatever and doing whatever, but it was just like, I thought people do change, you know. And also, you know, I mean, I left, I grew up in Israel, and I left when I was 16, so I was still a kid, you know. And then, you know, 20, 30 years later, you go back and you're not the same people. I mean, you were kids, you know. So the people that were your friends are not really, you would never be their friend this age, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that makes sense.
So it's not a big deal. You just start your new social circle.
Yeah, I jumped right into it as far as friends, and I'd started an acting class like only 2 weeks after being here.
Really?
Met a really good group of people there, and of course met Mia and a bunch of other people through that. And networking out here is pretty easy. I mean, everyone, you know, LA has got kind of a bad reputation for everyone kind of being stuck up out here and not
That's
too friendly,
true.
But I jump in, and then everyone I meet seems to be pretty open-minded to meet
very
everybody.
Very nice, right?
I mean,
there's a lot of nice people here. LA does get a bad rep, you know, but you know.
You never know who you meet, you know. They could be a good connection for any type of job or any type of lead into anything, you know. So I think, I don't know if it's 100% like fake, if everyone's being super nice and friendly. You know, I'm still trying to learn that.
Depends
as much,
who
but,
it is.
Yeah. But I mean, they're still friendly. So, I mean, they're fine to talk to. It's not good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So what else have you done since you moved here? I mean, let's go back to the poker for a minute. So how did you end up picking up poker?
Oh, I've been playing poker for, you know, before I got out of high school.
Really?
Yeah, my grandparents play, and then my dad got into it, and then, of course,
professionally?
Well, I played on the side. I mean, of course, I was...
No, but them. But
oh,
them.
Yeah, them. No, they play as a hobby. I mean, my grandparents live in Texas. They drive over to some whatever casinos right in Louisiana or something. And, and then my dad started playing.
Is that where the term Texas Hold'em comes from? Is it like invented in Texas
Cowboys,
or something?
Yeah,
I was always curious about that.
Yeah. when I was 22, I went down to Louisiana and played a really big poker tournament and won.
Really?
And that... yeah, and that kind of snowballed into getting some sponsorships and some financial backers to pay for my travel and buy-ins and stuff to get a percentage of what I want.
Like
said, it was like, it was a business, you know, and so they put in a portion of money and they got a percentage of whatever I won back. And I did it for 2 years and traveled and was young and enjoyed it. And did
so
it.
Now the money that you pay for it, it's your own money, right? Or was that the sponsors? That
no, the sponsors. I had it
they
made.
They put out the money, so you're just the player.
If you're good enough at poker and you have some numbers behind your name, it's not just all talk.
Right.
you have, you know, people out there, just like a business, you know, they'll give you the money to start it.
Right.
And then they just own part of the business.
I see.
In poker, they say, all right, this is your budget per month. We'll pay your travel and we'll pay your buy-ins, but we get, you know, this percentage of whatever you win.
Right.
And so I, you know, of course I said yes to anything. I just wanted to go play yeah. and travel and have it all made. And I was just living the dream. So
wow.
it was great.
Yeah. So now, were you winning a lot?
The first year I won quite a bit, you know, and they made a lot of money. The second year,
right.
I won for about the first quarter, broke even the second quarter, lost the third quarter. And so then I lost a couple backers, put more pressure on myself. And
yeah.
the thing is with poker, which anybody that plays poker knows, if you're ever down or right. behind a little bit, you put so much more pressure on yourself to perform.
Right.
It gets way more stressful. It affects your game.
Right.
And it's a lot more
fun anymore.
Well, it's still like kind of fun, but you're just, your mind's not right because you're kind of down. And so you're not really positive and having a good time anymore.
Right.
You're like, I have to win. So when you're dealing with that much pressure, it's hard to have success anyway.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. And you can't win forever either. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So so you did well there. And then, so you moved to LA now, and we're going back to so some of the things you've done since you moved here.
Yeah.
Mia was mentioning something about a reality show.
Oh,
what
no.
is that about?
No, when she first met me, she's like, the only thing you do is, you know, probably go by Christopher and don't do reality TV. And I was like, all right, cool. That's great. Well, you know, you get approached from everything out here. And I'm getting hit up emails for all these dating shows. Like some whatever
wow.
reality show, all these different things. So finally, I just did one.
How did they find you, by the way?
I'm on LA Casting.
I see.
And,
okay.
And
so
I just have
look
a profile.
Up people,
yeah,
see.
And they just email you and
wow.
say, hey, are you available? Hey, come do this. Hey, come do that. And
uh-huh.
I've, you know, agreed to a handful of shows. I've done like 3 music videos. I've done a handful of TV shows and I don't know, different things, just random things, you know.
Right.
I never really know
what did you do in the music videos?
I did one for a friend of mine. Her name's Nan Savage.
Okay.
She did a cool video. And then I did one for Monogem.
Right.
Some other...
But you say you did. What did you do? In
oh,
commercial?
One of them, like I'm usually like the love interest.
I guess. I see.
I'm like
okay.
the fake boyfriend or the crush or whatever. I had to act like.
Of course you are.
I got to act like I was getting married in one of them and act uh-huh. like I was some. I don't know how to describe one of the videos. It was crazy, but I was tied up and
yeah.
It got kinky. It
was oh, wow.
Oh, God.
I had a shirt off.
Oh,
so music videos. Okay, so let's go to the... So you don't want to talk about the reality show?
So, no, I did a Millionaire Matchmaker.
You did?
Yeah, and that
wow.
was interesting. But it was, you know, it's all the reality TV out here.
Uh-huh.
It's completely different than what people, you know, out in Tennessee or Chicago or anywhere know about it. Like, they don't understand. People get hired to do it. Sometimes it's scripted. Some, you know, because I did a prank show for MTV.
Really?
And I was the one getting pranked. But I
oh,
was
really?
Hired to be, okay, so you're going to walk on the sidewalk. This guy's going to ask you for your cell phone, and this is what's going to happen.
Wow.
And then you just handle it. But it's all hidden camera, and you don't know what else is going on.
Right.
Okay, fine.
So it's all freaking bullshit.
Are you
know?
Kidding me?
I mean,
seriously? I
oh,
thought
yeah.
that was real. I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, yeah. No, and so
how dare you ruin it for me?
A world no. filled with bullshit. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Everybody bullshits everybody else, you know.
Well, whatever works and
yeah.
makes the money, right?
So it's
yeah.
good. So you get to act actually and,
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Well, I did a good show. I did a show called Rake that's coming out at the end of this month with Greg Kinnear is the star of the show, and Sam Raimi is directing it, and I had a pretty official episode with that show.
Okay.
It was actually a poker scene. I was a
oh,
poker,
really?
Yeah, I was supposed to be some young like Hollywood poker player, and then he comes in and joins the game and wins this money, and I don't know. So that episode's coming out.
Yeah.
And that was like an official show that I did, and I've done a few, you know, shows that weren't reality as well. So I've been all over the place. I just
yeah.
say yes to whatever. It's whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm like watching TV, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is of course the Bravo channel. I was watching it, you know, with one of my female friends.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hold up. I'm like, can you rewind that really quick, you know? And I'm like, oh my God. And it was just a commercial, you know, promo for Millionaire Matchmaker. And
right.
I'm like, what did I tell him? I thought I told him
yeah.
to stay away from reality.
Well, so you saw him there, right?
Yes. And at I'm like, show. Oh, he is in so much trouble. He did not listen.
Yeah. Wow. So how did that go? I mean, how many guys are there to...
this episode specifically.
So
was
they
awkward.
Did the reverse here, where the guys are going after the millionaire woman, right?
Yeah, they had
okay.
like a dual episode. It was a guy millionaire and a female millionaire.
I see.
There were like 20 people there, 10 females, 10 males.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So you're competing with that many.
Yeah.
And so for those of you, I mean, for those who don't know what the show is like, how does it work exactly?
Well, there's a mixer, I guess they call it, just like a group party.
Right.
And you get to meet the person you're trying to date. And then that person, the millionaire, I guess you call him, isolates it down to like five people. She eliminates five after the first impression.
So she, like in this mixer, everybody tries to talk to her and she's everybody's trying to impress her and all that stuff.
First impressions.
Yeah. And she's like feeling top of the world. You know, everybody wants to be with me. What the hell, you know?
Yeah. And so the curveball that I had for my episode, which it aired before Christmas, so anyone might have seen it. It was with Courtney Kerr. She was blindfolded for the mixer.
Really?
And so anybody that, you know, thought they could go and woo her with her, their eyes or charm, like good looks, you know, you couldn't. You had to just talk.
Oh, interesting. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was fun.
I'll have to watch it now.
It made it a lot more fun for me because, you know, you're talking to a blindfolded girl and you don't know what to really do. Like, you know, you don't know where to look. You don't know what to do with your hands. You can't really be smooth and operate. You know, you just got to talk to her.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, all right, no, I hope she picks me. I don't know what she doesn't know what I look like.
Right.
You know, but so she picked five guys to go to a follow-up date. And then she picks one guy to go to an official one-on-one date the following day.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So is it kind of like The Bachelor and stuff? Because I don't watch these shows, you know, but it's much like that, right? You eliminate people and stuff.
Yeah.
And then
it's like instead of The Bachelor lasting like 2 months, the show's all in like 3 days.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just real quick.
Right. And what's the name of the psychologist? Mindy, is it? What's her name?
Patty.
Patty. Yeah, that's Patty. Right.
She's,
yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
She's a character, right?
Right.
You know her? The one that does the matchmaker herself.
Oh, yeah.
On the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's a character. Huh?
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. Yeah, she's a character.
So did she make you feel like shit about yourself?
Well, no. This is a thing that was funny for me, which in my defense is why I did the show. But on Wednesday is the day that they sized up all the guys and made them all feel like crap. Hey, why are you dressed like that? Fix your hair. Do this,
really?
Do that. Well, they emailed me Wednesday night after all of that. I didn't sign up for that part.
Uh-huh.
They said, hey, we need you to come on Thursday. Straight to the mixer. You're gonna miss all the other stuff. Just come straight to the mixer.
Wow.
And so I was like, all right, cool. So I don't have to go through all the, you know, tongue lashing of getting sized up by Patty.
Right.
So I got to skip that and just got to show up to the party. And whatever. So I mean, it was fine.
Yeah,
was
you already got that like sized up thing from me when you first moved here. I showed you the rubs. I was like, okay, here's the deal. I just like laid it all out on the line. Like, first of all, your name. Second of all, this. Second of all, that. Yeah. Third of all, whatever.
So you explained to him about LA and how things are going.
Yes, he was like my newbie project. This is going to be fun. Because my friend Tiffany's like, hey girl, it's supposed to be girls night. And she's like, listen, so my cousin, like he just like this guy just moved in, like roommate, whatever. He doesn't know anything about Los Angeles. He's coming with us. I'm thinking, oh great, how am I supposed to get a guy into the club? And then I'm like, well, I look and I'm like, okay, yeah, that might not be so difficult, you know. You know, he's a good looking guy, but he's like, yeah, hi, my name is Rock. I'm like, okay, no, it's
she's
not.
Like, why'd you give yourself that stage name? And I was like, it's not a stage name, I swear, here's my idea.
Yeah.
No, like, but really? Literally, I moved in on Thursday and I was out with them at some club like Friday night, and then we had Sunday fun day at Sunday.
Wow.
Big Wings.
Was that Big Wings?
Yeah. Big Wings.
Yeah, Big Wings.
So I just rolled right into it. The day I got here, it was just game on.
It was like right away. We did the, you know, Hollywood, you know, Walk of Fame with the stars. We did the La Brea Tar Pits. Like, we did all the, fun touristy stuff
that
I never really get to do because I live here. So then when somebody, moves out, Venice Beach, to see all the, you know, all the crazies, the hippies.
Made a hoodie.
Yes, yeah. That's where I got my Minion hoodie from.
Yeah.
But no, it was fun. I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, like he's so nice and he's so good looking. He's going to turn into such an asshole.
Yeah, no, she told me that. You know? She did tell me that.
Because, really?
She's like,
typical,
we'll be friends for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know he's going to get a big head out here. Like, he's, you know, he's probably going to change. But, but no, you're
so far, you're still okay.
Yeah, you're still okay.
Yeah. I've been home twice. You know, I went home for Halloween to Tennessee, and then I was actually home for 3 weeks. I just got back on Tuesday.
And your dad was here.
Yeah, my dad came here for a poker tournament at the Bike Casino. I don't know, November maybe, I don't know. And then he came out there just to golf and stuff too. So
wow. So yeah. He still does tournaments and things.
My dad is in the Bahamas right now for a poker tournament.
Really?
At the PCA.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. What a life, man.
Yeah, no, and that's really, I mean, how I make, I shoot down to Commerce Casino now, which is really nice because I'm not used to, usually I have to fly and have a big ordeal to go play some poker. Now it's 20 minutes down the road.
That's true.
I go down there and play 3 days a week now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, are you able to, like, live off of that? The way you win and stuff?
I mean, you're not going to win, like you said, every time.
Right.
You know, but if you play, I play right now 3 days a week, 3 hours a day. I usually get there about 8, and I stay till about 11 or midnight.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, that's been what's, I mean, that's paying all my bills and everything right now.
Wow.
I got a side job just to kind of have some consistency with working now.
Right.
But other than that, I just, you know, that's it.
So do you still have sponsors, or do you keep all the money this time?
No, I don't have sponsors now. Usually if you get sponsors, it's like for one event. You
know,
like they know what event's coming. Like right now at Commerce LA, Poker Classic's coming up.
Right.
World Poker Tour's coming there. They're like $10,000 buy-ins.
Wow.
You know, first place will be over $1 million.
Wow.
So some guys out here, obviously they have a bunch of money and just like making investments and somewhat, I guess, gamble or whatever. They'll come to me and say, hey, I'll pay your $10K, but I get 50% of whatever you win. And so I'll play it and, you know, somebody else will have a percentage.
Yeah. So you play with your own money now.
Now, yeah, it's a little cash games and stuff, so it's not tournaments. So
that's true. Yeah. I mean, are you ever afraid that it's going to totally clean you out and stuff?
Well, no. I mean, you could. It can only clean you out if you allow it to.
Right.
So as long as you don't, you know, go beyond, you know, you can't put yourself on the line like that.
Right.
You know, so if you know you have this much money, you're only going to take with you or whatever, allow yourself to play with this much money, and
right,
then you go back and you gotta, you know, spread yourself out.
Right. Well, that's cool. You know, I mean, I'd love to, something like that, you know, go play cards and make a living, you
and
know.
And I don't know the cool first thing about it.
Yeah.
I can play Go Fish and War, maybe, and Spoons.
War,
that's about
war,
it.
Maybe. Maybe more.
Yeah, I can't make much money off of these games. That's
yeah,
sure.
No.
Yeah.
My favorite was definitely Go Fish. I love that one.
So now, the Millionaire Matchmaker, just to conclude that, how did it end up? I mean, were you selected? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I don't know if you could, I guess you could tell like the whole real reality of it, but the lady, Courtney, got to pick a guy. And
okay.
So she ended up picking, you know, me to go on this follow-up date with her. Well, then the millionaire had to pick a girl.
Right.
And he wants, like all his girls, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but they weren't like the greatest picks.
Okay.
You know, so I knew that he kind of had slim, you know, options.
Yeah.
He ends up wanting to pick the other millionaire.
Really?
And so they flip it, reshoot it, and let him go first and ask the millionaire chick if she wants to go on the date.
Uh-huh.
And so it eliminates all the contestants.
Whoa.
And both millionaires go on a date together.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Did
so
they hook up?
I just left. Well, I watched the show, and
It's,
I don't know. You know, I know she just, it was a bust for her. You know, I know he was probably like all drooling over her. But, I don't know if anyone else watched the show. They probably know what I'm talking about. But
that's funny, man. That's funny. But I mean, I actually on the show, I once saw a couple times I've seen women that I know or that I've met before, and it was so weird, you know, to see them on there. You know, it's like, what the hell are you doing on the show? You know,
It's interesting. I mean, I think people do it. I did it just for fun. You know, I had nothing to do on a Thursday, so I just went and did it. You know
what
I mean?
The hell?
I was like, whatever. I'm not doing anything. Let's just go. I mean,
right?
Yeah, I'll make a few bucks.
So they pay you to actually participate in the show as well.
Yeah, they did.
That's good. Yeah. So they don't expect you like to just be there for free and hope that you'll be selected by the millionaire.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's, I don't know what the other guys' situations were. I mean, the guys that went there on Wednesday for the size up thing,
right,
they might have you know, just tried out for free and just wanted to get on TV or maybe actually date a millionaire. I don't know.
Right.
I got hired for it. I wasn't in there trying to date a millionaire. I was just there to like have fun and whatever. And they like, I thought you couldn't even drink. You
know,
she says on the show, oh, 2 drink minimum.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was like fake wine or fake whatever, and it was real wine.
Whoa.
And so I was sitting there.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. And so I was having some drinks, and I was, you know, whatever, talking to a blindfolded chick and just having fun with it.
Whoa.
It was whatever. So.
Cool. So what are you working on now? I mean, do you have anything coming up, any projects?
My main thing now is to get signed with like a agency and be like formal right now, because all the jobs I've been doing, I've been getting like on my own and through LA casting and things like that. So I've had a few meetings with agencies already. I've been on like 3 or 4 meetings. I just didn't get the right vibe from the agency. So I actually have one today and I have one next week to try to just get signed with a more formal agency to get the bigger jobs.
Right.
Which I know everybody out here is probably doing. And so I'm just doing that. And
Well, yeah, there's a lot of competition, but there's also a lot of work here, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're persistent and stuff, I think you'll do just fine, you know.
I tell myself you can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket.
Exactly.
And that's, I just moved here. So now at least I'm in the game.
Exactly. You know? At least you bought a ticket now.
Yeah,
you know?
I bought a ticket. I'm in the game.
And you're still here.
And I'm still here. I made
Congratulations.
It. I made it 4 months.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I usually give people about, like, it goes like 1 month, you know, and then 3 months, and then, you know, a year. And there's like certain like points where it's like, this is the time that people usually crack and fold and end up moving back home. Yeah. But you've made it past the first leap of the, you know, the 3 month thing. So good job.
It's
4 months.
I mean, there's nothing to even complain about. It's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Mm-hmm. Now, are your parents supporting you for moving and being here and stuff?
I mean, I'm really close with my dad, especially, and so it's hard. I mean, he wants me to be here if I want to be here, you know. But of course, like leaving, like it's the only time you ever see like your old man get choked up and like upset, and he's
He's used to having you around. And
we play golf and watch football and go, you know, drive around, play poker, do anything like that. And so now I'm cross country, and he flies out here to visit and all, but he just doesn't like the opportunity to. Yeah. Me see him like anytime, any day I wanted to.
That's
you know, it's
true.
Like more of a big ordeal. So he supports it. He's happy. He, you know, he wants me to find out whatever makes me happy in life. So.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, the kids grow up and then they flee the nest, you know, and then you go wherever, you know. So it's always hard for every parent, I think, you know, to do this. And but it's good that they're supporting you. Now, are your siblings back home still in Knoxville?
Yeah, I mean, My littlest brother, he's moved to college, and so he's in school. The middle sister is in Savannah, Georgia, because she married a military guy, and so he's stationed in Savannah. Uh-huh. The oldest of the younger sisters is married, but lives in the same neighborhood as my parents.
Really?
And then I guess the third sister is she goes to college as well, but she's moving to Disney World to take some internship at Disney World for 5 months.
Nice.
So basically everyone's kind of leaving the nest.
Yeah, all over the world. Yeah.
So it makes it a little bit harder for my parents, going from 5 kids to no kids.
It is. You know? Yeah, it is. Aww. But at least they have a lot of places to visit now.
Yeah, and all the kids are happy and all the kids are doing their thing and they're all, you know, I guess proud of us. You know, so
that's cool.
It's crazy.
That's cool. So where can people find you if they want to connect with you? Maybe agents, friends, whatever.
I guess my email is just rockgurney@yahoo.com.
Okay. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah,
and
I'm on
Twitter.
Facebook is Rock Gurney. Twitter, not so much. I have a Twitter, but I haven't touched it. I think I'm up to like 7 followers.
Really?
I'm following 23 people.
So. I know Twitter's not that great, but the thing is that you'll realize that it actually works. You know, when you want to build your brand. And
yeah. No, I need to get on that. That's definitely on my list. But yeah, I mean, I think email Rock Gurney.
Sounds good.
That's the best thing. So
and if everybody wants to, if anybody's a millionaire out there and they want to marry someone, there you go.
God.
He's already qualified.
I have to, you know. That's what happens.
I gotta
listen.
Learn my lesson the hard way. That's my punishment. Call me out.
All right. Well, Rock, you're a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us. All the best to you in L.A. I know you're going to make it in Hollywood because you have the attitude and you have the desire and just be persistent, you know, and don't forget us minions when you make it big.
No, I'm going to try it. I'm going to have fun with it. It'll be great.
By the way, I was thinking of you and the minions, Mia, the other day because my my niece.
Sorry, go ahead.
My niece she's 5 years old and she made minions out of Twinkies. I don't know if you've ever seen that. She take like
I can see how that's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, you take like the Smarties and you make the eyes out of it.
Oh my gosh.
The body is the Twinkie and stuff. They look so cute. I can't even tell
you. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, how adorable. Oh, I'll have to do that now. I need to go buy some Twinkies.
Yeah,
make some minions. I love minions. Everybody knows that.
All right. Well, thank you, Mia.
Thank you.
Nice to be back. Rock, thank you again for joining us. You're a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.